A very good afternoon. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Nedarim Chaf, Nedarim 20b, pagination is 40. We're starting at the very top of the page, where a woman, Ima Shalom, the wife of Rabbi Eliezer, was asked, Mepnei ma banecha yafyafin biyoser, why do you have exceptionally wonderful children? Amra lahen, and she answered, which is going to be a opener to an entire discussion of proper behavior at the time of intimacy. She answered, Eina mesaper imi, he doesn't talk with me, my husband, lo betchilas halayla v'lo besof halayla ela b'chatzos halayla, not in the beginning of the night, not at the end of the night, but rather in the middle of the night. And the Mefarshim explain that when we say the words Eino Mesaper, he doesn't talk with me, it has a double understanding. One understanding is that it's a clean way of talking about relations. But on a second level, why is relations called Mesaper, talking? And the answer is because Mili Detashmish, things that have to do with relations, are allowed to be said, meaning, referring to specifically, comments of endearment. And what this woman was saying was that her husband was exceptionally careful, number one, not to have relations in the beginning or end of the night, as it's explained, in order that he shouldn't hear sounds from the outside which could distract him. He should be able to focus entirely on his wife. And also we're being told that there's a concept of, yes, talking at this time, before, and perhaps even during, if it's comments of endearment. In the words of the Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezer Simen Chaf Hei, Be'inyanei Tashmish, if it's on topic, then yes, it is appropriate and is acceptable. Also on this daf, we have a development of what's known as Teisha Midos, nine behaviors which are inappropriate and could impact the child, produced in a negative way. These concepts apply even if the woman is not at a moment of childbearing potential. The Bir Halacha from the Chafetz Chaim in Simen Reish Mem comments, Af keshehi akora uzekeno, even if a woman is already older, She'ena yecholo shuv lehisaber, and she can't become pregnant. And similarly, if she's already meuberes, she's already pregnant. Mikom makom shayach mitzvahs ona, there's still going to be a mitzvah of relations. V'tzorech gam oz linog b'kedusha, and even then, we have to conduct ourselves properly, because, as the Bir Halacha concludes, Shegam oz nivru neshamos kedoshos ayidei zeh, positive souls, energies, are created from the act of relations, and a person should be cognizant of these basic principles. And among them are B'nei Ema and B'nei Anusa, is an extremely negative situation. Ema is that the husband causes the relations out of fear, that he instills fear, and that's the result instead of love. And B'nei Anusa would be that he actually forces the issue, where even though it's his wife, but this is way off base of the type of endearment that is supposed to be present. B'nei Sinua, where the husband is not on good terms with the woman, and it's described as he hates her, as we see in Shulchan Aruch, in Evena Ezer Chafhei, Tzorech Lurat Sosa Shatispayes, a person has to first make the effort to have those comments of endearment and reconciliation before proceeding to relations. It's not simply an act of physicality, but rather it is supposed to be an expression of bond, of love, of intellect and emotion, besides just the physical. Another item mentioned is B'nai Shichrus, child produced from a situation where one or the other are drunk. So the Mishneh Berurah in Siman Resh Mem Yud Ches comments that this is not talking that they just drank a bit, but Nispalbel Daito Machmas Shichrus, a person is truly distracted because of the wine that they drank, or other alcoholic beverages, obviously would be the same halacha, because the act is no longer one of endearment between husband and wife. The Gemara also mentions on the second wide line, B'nei Chatzufa, children of chutzpah, where the woman demands in a very overt manner that she wants relations. The Gemara explores this by asking that Leah was praised for taking initiative and wanting to be with Yaakov, and she produced Yisachar, the great scholar, as a result. And the Gemara explains, Hahi demaratzia artsuye. That's talking about acts of endearment. And that's totally positive. The Ran says, Shemefata oso bedivrei ritzui upius. That the wife seduces the husband with words of appeasement. Kelea, as Leah did, that she indicated her desire, but in a totally clean way. Lo shetehei tov aso befeh, but the actual words of saying such a demand would not be acceptable. So we have a difference between chatzufa, chutzpah, very bold type of statement, which is bad, and ritzui, endearment, which is positive. In a general sense, there are three different levels of relations. One is that the couple are motivated by a higher calling to try to have a child, and likewise, perhaps, the concept of unity, where husband and wife realize that this is an act of unity and they're trying to bring Shalom Bayis and the Shechina, Hashem's presence, between them, all in the category of higher calling. There is a second level, which is recognition that the other person has a desire, and altruistically, like V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, a person strives to satisfy the other person and does things in a way that will accommodate and appeal to the other person. And finally, still legitimate, but on a lower level, where a person simply wants to fulfill their personal desires, bekashrus, in a kosher way, is also acceptable, but a person should be aware of what level they're on and always strive to be motivated to the higher calling, and to use that act of unity between husband and wife as an act of partnering with Hashem, whether in the particular application of producing a child, or even in a more general sense, to bring the Shechina and to bring positive endearment, etc. Shalom bayis between husband and wife. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.